You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, the third part of the show today, the triple dipper, the third part, I'm calling it the Trans Am protest. So you would think to watch the news daily, or for that matter, any source of media, that basically transgenders make up roughly 50% of the population of the United States. Well, they don't. In fact, Pew Research studies most recently said that we're looking at less than 1% of the nation. And yet, that seems to be all of the rage right now within left politics, on the cultural side of left politics, not the least of which is what happens when you have transgender surgeries and treatments and so-called gender-affirming care on minors. Well, in the United States, we don't let kids, you know, drink at a certain age, to their certain age. They can't drive to their certain age. They can't vote to their certain age, join the military. Statutory rape is a thing where you can't have consensual relationships with a child because they're not deemed to have the capacity to consent. And yet, we're looking at children changing their sex. This is it's an amazing thing. Well, recently, there was a major event up in Nashville. And I remember that a friend of mine, Matt Murphy, who spent 20 years doing talk radio in Alabama, in Birmingham. And literally, he's at Nashville Super Talk 99.7. Got his show up there from 12 to 3 every day. I texted him and I said, "Hey, Matt, you were at the thing. Could you come on the show and talk about it?" So without further ado, my friend Matt Murphy from Nashville now. How you doing, bud?
What's going on, Phil? How are you, friend?
I'm well, man. I'm well. Listen, I saw your social media. You had Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire. I think you had Robbie Starbuck too. You interviewed him, but this whole event that took place, that was like there were thousands out there. Talk to us about the event and how that went down.
Well, a little bit of a microcosm of what's going on around the rest of the country. I think largely conservatives are oblivious to what's going on behind the scenes with regard to some of these transgender clinics, and frankly, a lot of Tennessee was unaware of what was happening at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. And let me lay a little background before we get up to the rally itself. So in the aftermath of several states, including Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, Phil, passing legislation that would certify without a doubt that minors are not eligible for any of these sort of quote-unquote gender-affirming surgeries, the General Assembly in Tennessee last session attempted to pass that legislation on their own. They mirrored it after Alabama's. I think Oklahoma has one as well. And there was some language in there that the legislators did not like. I've spoken to several of them who actually spoke at the rally, Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson, House Majority Leader William Lambert. And it was based on some of the language that they wanted to kind of caress and correct that it did not pass last year. Well, between the time that it got passed to the next session coming in January and now, Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire uncovered that in the cover of darkness, without a public word about it, the Vanderbilt University Medical Center opened a transgender clinic for minors. In other words, not only are they performing surgeries on individuals who have reached the age of majority, they're also doing it for minor children, which you might expect, as it would in Alabama, this state exploded in anger for A, not knowing that this was going on right here in Nashville, Tennessee, but B, the very thought that minor children were getting double mastectomies in Nashville, Tennessee, with their parents' knowledge, but without the knowledge of the general public. So that led to the rally that happened at War Memorial Plaza last Friday. I would estimate there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 2,000 people there. There were obviously some protesters there, which they weren't making a lot of sense, Phil. I compared it on my radio show to your 4 or 5 year olds having a fit in Walmart and speaking to some of these protesters. I tried to engage them, and it's like trying to talk to a 4 year old that's in the middle of a hissy fit. There's just no talking to them. All they do is scream at you. But clearly, the state of Tennessee is not going to allow this to continue. The transgender clinic has agreed to put a pause on any minor treatment to include pre-puberty hormone blockers as well as any surgeries, what I would define as genital mutilation amongst minors. And here's the point. The people that put on the rally, myself and others who are in agreement with them, nobody wants young people going through mental trauma or psychological trauma. Nobody denies that some of this trauma is not real in some of these young people who are experiencing gender dysphoria. But there is not one piece of evidence that I found, Phil, that indicates that any of this is necessary until they reach adulthood. When they reach adulthood, look, we're a free country. You can associate with that. I heard your opening, and I think it's like 0.3% of the population. If you want to go there, as a grown person, you can go there. But the state of Tennessee stood up last Friday and emphatically said, we're not going to have this happen.
Well, so let me ask you this. You were there, from what I saw on your social media, and there was a good crowd, like you said, protesters. What was the number count, head count by comparison? I think I saw you argue back with somebody and said, it was like a 25-1 in terms of who was there to protest and who wasn't.
The rally started at 4. I got there around 2:45. The protesters were already in place, right? So, and I would estimate that there were probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 150 protesters. I would estimate that there were somewhere around 1,500 individuals who were supporting the effort to stop these surgeries that are happening in Tennessee. The protesters are very loud. They're very aggressive. Antifa was there, Phil. I'm not one to support the Proud Boys, but I'll say this. Antifa showed up, and the Proud Boys showed up, and at one point they were facing off. The Proud Boys stood in front of this Antifa organization to prevent them from kind of bum-rushing the stage. And I was very proud of our men and women in uniform. The Tennessee State Troopers stepped in and stopped what could have escalated, unfortunately, into some violence. But, 25-1 was my estimate. It was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Wow. All right. So Matt Walsh, he's most recently had his documentary, What is a Woman? That's actually going to be on the University of Alabama's campus, I think, in the next few days. He's making the rounds. And he's making waves, and he's really drawing attention to the fact that we have a very radical agenda, like beyond the norm. This is a radical agenda. The idea they call it gender affirming care is a complete misnomer. It's basically gender transition. It's changing kids' sex, or trying to, and basically altering them for life, even if it's just medication. It is. So you're saying right now, though, the Tennessee legislature is going to bring back the bill this year. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I expect it to be a priority. In January, that they are going to bring a bill that prevents any sort of surgery or pre-puberty blockers on people under the age of 18, very similar to what Alabama's passed. I think that's a no-brainer, and I think it'll happen very quickly in the legislative session. But let me say this, Bill. One disgusting point of the protest that I saw, several of the speakers that were at the rally, one was a biological female that transitioned as an adult to a male. It's a man by the name of Scott Nugent, who appears in Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? The other was a young woman. I think she's maybe 19 or 20 years old. Her name is Chloe Cole. Chloe Cole went through pre-puberty hormone blockers as a child in California. And I'll say this, too. Some of the parents of these children are advocates and activists. And those parents should be shamed.
Yeah.
Some of the parents are truly just looking for answers, Phil. Their children have issues. They go to the medical community. They look to the community as people who are experts in the field. And shame on these medical professionals that point them in the direction that offer them these life-altering treatments and sometimes surgeries that they can't take back. And so this young woman is talking about her life experience as a little girl who was going through this, and thankfully she got pulled out of that system prior to having a double mastectomy. She had a double mastectomy scheduled when she was 15 years old, and it did not happen. And while this girl is telling this very brave story and her life experience, these disgusting people are shouting her down, screaming the most filthy language that I can't repeat on your radio show. And all the while holding signs that says trans voices matter. I mean, literally, a woman was screaming a transgender person down while she held a sign screaming that said "Trans Lives Matter." So their arguments make no sense. I think this legislation is happening, but I would agree with you too, Phil. Not the filibuster here, but I think a lot of what we're seeing in these drag shows, where there is a sexualization of our children.
Yeah.
I believe that they are connected with some of the things that we see going on in the medical community with regard to over-sexualizing children. I don't know what the end game is, but I know that a lot of parents in Tennessee are ready to put
We just had a situation out in San Diego, Matt, where a mom, and she destroyed a school board. I mean, she went and destroyed them in very calm tone, but called them out hard because they discovered that a transgender transition clinic for minors was sponsoring the drag queen event, family-friendly drag queen event. And so basically what she said is, you're pimping our kids. You're literally pimping our kids. This clinic is the one paying to try and attract kids to the transgender lifestyle so they can get more clients, and you're letting it happen, school board. It was an epic takedown. Listen, Matt, I want to stay in touch with you on this. If you see more on this this legislation coming and you want to just ping me, we'll get you back on the show and talk about it some more. But I appreciate your time, brother. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for the great work you do in Alabama, Phil, anytime.
All right, man. All right, Boomer. Folks, that was Matt Murphy, Nashville Super Talk 99.7. He's got a 12-3 show. He was on with Cumulus Broadcasting out of Birmingham for like 20 years. Went to Nashville just this past year. But he is right smack in the thick of the latest round. Alabama, we went through it. We're in court right now, but we're hanging in. But Tennessee, I know you guys can hear because our show branches over into Tennessee. Take a stand, folks. Take a stand. Take a stand. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll do more of this when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.